This might be okay. Here we go. Now it might be working.
Where did you first live? Did you want to go in the house?
Okay.
Where did you first live when you moved to Detroit?
Where we first lived?
Uh-huh.
Down in the city part. Down by... I don't know what the street was on. We were up on 3rd Street at, out above the, just a, one block above the boulevard.
Grand Boulevard and 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, I used to live
in the Grand Boulevard district.
Yeah. You know, I lived on 3rd and Antoinette down there for...
Well, you were down below.
Yeah, just about 5 blocks from there for 4 years. Yeah.
Well, this is just one block above the boulevard.
Uh-huh.
On 3rd.
Yeah.
We were right at the corner of 3rd and... Oh, damn it, I can't think
of it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of that street, too, because I know it. Seward or something like that?
Huh?
Not
no,
Seward.
No, that's Stewart. Stewart is up above them.
Yeah.
That's out a little further.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you know, Joan and I both lived down there at 3rd and Antoinette.
Yeah.
And then I moved up to Cass and Antoinette for a while. Then where were you working at first then? Were you close enough to work to walk to work, or?
I went right to work. I went to work right away at Washington at the town of Now, see there, I can't tell you where I worked.
It'll probably come back to you, but did you walk to work then, or it was walking distance from where you lived, or?
Well, it was in walking distance, but they had streetcars going down there.
Mm-hmm. So you used to take a streetcar
down and walk back.
Yeah.
It didn't take too long to walk down from the boulevard down there.
What'd you have, an apartment?
No, we just had a room.
A room with 3 kids?
Yeah.
You didn't have a kitchen?
We only had 2 kids with us when we were there.
Well, I thought, well, this would have been...
Les she didn't bring Lester along, I mean. She didn't bring the girls along. She just had Les along. That's all.
Oh, and where were the girls then? In Pittsburgh with your parents?
They were down there with Aunt Viola.
Oh. How long did they stay there then?
Well,
when did the girls?
Just when we got out of there and got someplace else.
Oh, I see. And then when you got settled.
Yeah.
And got so then where'd you move from there? After you gave up that room?
Down there, I don't know, we got another apartment, but we didn't stay there. We came to Farmington.
Oh.
And we lived in Farmington and then from Farmington into here.
You had to go a long way from Farmington to work then, didn't you? On a streetcar?
Well, they had
or a bus?
Streetcar that went down.
Oh.
Yeah. But I had to walk about... a mile and a half before I got to the streetcar.
Yeah.
From where I was.
Jeez. So how long did you work for them before that letter came from Pittsburgh saying they should get rid of you?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you say possible on that. They lost about a... come in and he says, hi, Johnny. And I says, what's new? And he says, well, he says, I got a letter. I says, you did get it all right? I says, I told you you'd get it, didn't you?
Oh, you'd already told him you might get one?
I told him right off, really, yeah. Yeah, I told him before I come up here.
Uh-huh.
And And he says, well, you know what I told you. I says, they could go to hell. And I says, I told them they could go to hell. He says, they threatened to keep me from getting my supply of stuff from B&L, see. And he says, I know they wouldn't be able to do it. So he says, I just told them to do it.
What was his name? That was your boss.
That's what I mean. That's the things I can't.
Yeah.
I know Charlesworth was his last name.
Uh-huh. That's close enough.
I can't think of his first name.
Yeah.
Charlesworth was his last name. We just called him Mr. Charlesworth.
Uh-huh.
And I can't even think of the name of the company that I worked for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it might come back to you later.
See, because they sold out during the Depression, see. That was in 39. I mean, not in 39, but around in, let's see, when was that in the Depression? 40?
30, well, probably 31.
Yeah, about 39, yeah, about 39 it was. Yeah, uh-huh. Around 39. And he had to sell out because he didn't, lost the money on the job.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his money in and he couldn't pay his bills, so.
But the first thing they did was cut wages during the Depression, right? Or
they didn't cut the wages. He didn't cut the wages.
Oh, someone else did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
This other company that took it over cut the wages.
Well, when did they finally get organized then in Detroit, where you were working?
1941? Mm-hmm. We organized once before that, but it broke up. I won't say what year it was because I don't know where in the heck my little. I have a book from that area, but I don't know where that was.
You don't know where that book is?
Huh?
You don't know where that book is?
No.
You think we could find that book?
I don't know.
What kind of book is it?
It was just a book that had the
union contract.
Union, not union contract, just the union, my name in it, and the union of the requirements.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come your name was in it?
Hmm?
Your name was in it?
In the book?
Yeah.
Well, I was blind to it.
Oh, so it just had you listed as a member.
I was just a member of it. I didn't take no office.
Oh, I see. That was the first one that broke up, or is it the second one?
Yeah. We broke up in. It didn't last more than about a year, maybe. Then we in 41 we organized this one that they have now. That was United Optical Workers Union.
Uh-huh.
Particular time, we didn't belong to any group outside of the United Optical Workers.
Yeah, now they're in something
else. Now they belong to the UIE. Are you? United International Union of Electrical Radio and Machine Workers of America, IUE.
Where is the headquarters now for this union that you belong to? Downtown somewhere, huh?
No, they're at this space someplace. Over on the boulevard that comes out.
Oak, Outer Drive?
Outer Drive, not Outer Drive, no. The expressway. You know, the expressway runs by 3rd Street there.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. I can't think of the name of it, but What's the name of the union now? Is it still called the United Optical
United
Workers?
United Optical Workers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I might give them a call.
Give them a call?
Yeah.
You can't get anybody.
Why?
Because there's no
one in the office?
Nobody in the office.
I see.
They don't have they have a president and all that, but they don't have anybody in the office.
Do they have any old records and stuff from the 40s?
No, I destroyed them.
You did?
Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me that, did
you? That's too bad.
I had all the papers and stuff that was real from the 1940s on.
Mm.
When we moved from downtown, I destroyed the whole business.
Yeah.
There was letters from me, letters from other companies, other unions and all. I destroyed all that stuff.
Boy, I wish I had it.
Well, you have no records on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be neat. Every bit of that's gone. You didn't save not a slice of paper on that, huh?
They have nothing in their drawers on that part of it.
Uh-huh.
I think most of the stuff is... that we saved was from after I had been in office.
I see. Are you sure that none of that stuff made it when they moved?
Yeah.
Are you sure that none of that stuff made it when they moved? You destroyed it personally, all of it?
I threw it out myself.
Yeah, so none of it. Not a bit of it left.
Not a bit of it. The only thing that would be left after that would be... Well, I was in as a... In 1962, I went in as a secretary, recording secretary.
Uh-huh.
And I was in there till 65, and our president died. There was another fellow that was made the who was the vice president. He took over the presidency, but I went in as the head of the union. I didn't call it president. Then
chief executive or executive chairman or they call it.
He was the president.
Yeah.
But I took over the running of the thing.
Pretty good, huh? Looks all right. The legs haven't been cut yet, but I don't think they're that important at this point. I'll cut those before I leave.
Okay.
But I thought I'd give her a bath a little bit at this point. And then I'm going to cut her tail and stuff like that too. But at least I got, around here where she's too hot. I don't think the legs are that important.
What company did I work for before, when I come up here?
Was it still with White Haynes?
Huh?
White Haynes?
Were you with White Haynes when you came here?
No. White Haynes when they took it over.
That was the only one I know you worked in. It's been far as White Haynes.
No.
No, this would be...
I didn't work for White Haynes when I came up here.
When you first moved to Detroit,
White Haynes had nothing to do with it.
Charlesworth was the boss.
Yeah, Charles Heisman.
Don't you have anything referring back to that?
I told him away.
Don't you have it? No. that you had.
No.
Throw everything away.
The,
we weren't in the union then.
I know that wasn't with the union, because that's why you're
still, we had a union,
pension,
but it didn't,
we didn't get the house for nothing there, because
no,
it wasn't
a
union shop.
But it didn't work out. So.
That's where you worked with Elmer Paschke, you know.
Huh?
That's
Elmer Paschke.
Where you worked with Elmer Paschke.
Yeah, with Elmer Paschke. Yeah.
I worked with Elmer Paschke in there, and I don't know how many other the old fellows.
All your children survived, though, huh?
No, I lost my first baby.
Oh, did you?
I lost the one in 4 weeks. I lost the
baby.
But it wasn't a full-time baby. It was only a couple of months.
Oh, I see.
See, it was during
a miscarriage.
During the flu epidemic in Pennsylvania, they were dying all over the place. There's crepes all over all the streets there. And most any woman that was pregnant, she lost a baby in herself, too.
Oh.
And I took care of my mother, my father, my sisters, and my two brothers with that flu. That was in, I think, 18. And my sister, they took her in the hospital. She got over pneumonia and died. And I was married at the time, and I took care of them. And, it was, I guess, maybe 6 or 8 weeks later, I took it myself, and I was a couple of months pregnant, and I lost the baby.
Oh.
Yeah, so Ruth isn't the first. I would have been ahead of her.
Yeah.
And I drank whiskey.
You drank whiskey.
And didn't get it.
I'm trying to think.
After that miscarriage, you drank a lot of whiskey, or?
No, I was drinking whiskey before
really,
that.
You know,
he says you drink whiskey and you
won't get the flu.
The doctor's
flu. That's why my dad never got better, because he drank his whiskey. And the doctor was saying that most people that drank whiskey were immune to that flu.
Huh.
And my father didn't get it.
We do.
My
we know a lot of people and friends and stuff like that, you know, from way back that got it and lost it.
There's crepes all over in those days. They didn't use syrup bottles. The crepes was on your street and you were laid out from your own home.
Oh.
Because they didn't take people.
My mother
didn't
first
get
one
it.
I ever knew of that was I come up here and little girl across the street died and I was so thunderstruck that they'd take him and leave him in the funeral parlor from home and leave him. That's how much I was familiar with that kind of thing when I came here to Michigan.
Because they used
paper in years.
Oh yeah, that's not. They used to put the, if someone died in your family, did you have a box out in front of the house and put them in?
No.
Or just in the house?
My mother, sister, all buried from our home. In their regular casket like you have today, but it was in your own home.
Oh, I see.
And then you were taken to the church from there. And those days, it was before. I think my mother was so upset when my sister died because it was the first time there was a funeral with an automobile.
Hmm.
Always with his carriage just before.
Yeah.
And she felt it was like you were rushing them to the cemetery.
Yeah.
She was so upset because that felt like they were racing her to the cemetery. See, my sister was only 13.
Yeah.
And so then it was just a couple of months later. I don't think it could have been three and a half months when I lost my baby.
Mm.
And it was not far enough advanced, I guess, to even tell, because I know the doctor didn't say what the baby was. But I lost the first one due to the flu epidemic.
Yeah.
Because of the type of medication they had to give you, right? Most of the women, they were full-time right now. Both women were babies time. It was terrible.
So you were lucky you were only 2 months pregnant.
Just a couple, that's right, just a little bit I was. Why I got it, but I didn't get it, I guess, as bad as what they had. My brothers and my sister had it.
Yeah.
See, because that's why when the doctor talked to me here about getting flu shots, I says, I have had that. I says, I know what it is. I says, a minute. Because I says, that's diarrhea and vomiting and high fevers. And I says, there's no you have no control either way. I says, I know. I went through it.
Yeah.
Because my mother and my mother's sister came down and we helped to take care of them. And the day that they called us from the hospital and said my sister was dying, I went to the hospital and stayed with her all day long and she fought to come home. All day long she went home. And the hospital said there was no sense at all taking up. My dad was mad at me because I made arrangements for the funeral parlor to bury. Because we went right from there and we had a funeral man right across from our Catholic church.
Mm.
And I knew we was going to get mad. So I just went to the hospital when she died in there and made arrangements. But my mother was sick, was my brother was sick. And my dad was mad at me because I guess I'm not going to believe it. I know that's who I'm going to believe. Because he was drink the one that everybody around there had.
And yeah.
Back to the church. And
so how old were you when your sister died? You were married at that
yes,
point.
Yes, I was married already.
Yeah, so you were at least 18.
Yeah, I was married at 19, and she died after I was married.
Yeah.
Right after I was married. Mm. Your mother was born 20, and this must have been late 18.
Yeah.
Or early 19 or so.
Mm-hmm.
That I lost that.
What do you think when your husband got fired from being involved in the union? Did you get kind of...
Well, what made me upset is the fact that we had to leave down there. He couldn't get no job there, so
yeah.
Nobody had given him a job there. And then he heard about the place up in New Jersey you went.
Yeah. Or Albany?
New York.
Albany. He went up there.
Yeah.
Lottie says to me, she says, yeah, should I give you 6 months?
No,
no,
that
because when we
when
come
she
here, she gives 6 months.
Yeah, we went back. With
we went up there. I was carrying.
I went back. We went up there in March. I went up there in March.
It was less,
and we
I come
back in
carrying.
August or something like that.
Yeah, because I was almost due. He was born
Les
up
was
there.
Only a few months
Les
old.
Les was born there.
A few weeks old.
And by the time he was 6 weeks old, we were back in Pittsburgh. We didn't like it up there, so then we went back to Pittsburgh and lived in a couple of different places before we got one that we wanted to stay in. The first one we went into was up again a hillside, and when it rained, like your shoes got wet in the house, everything put me in mind of what they say about Florida. So we only stayed there a little while and got our places up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to wash him yet?
Yeah.
Would
Should
you
I
like
do that
an
now?
Amber or something like that, or a hot
Let's see. Maybe after I wash, I'll eat something.
Yeah.
Okay? Why don't I get that bucket and all that stuff, and we'll talk some more later on this.
And I thought to myself, well, Don, got it. I got to find some way that I don't have to cut the heads. heads off. In the seams.
He says he don't like it.
Jump up like that?
Yeah,
she'll
go to the gym
and
like it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she'll jump up and bark too much when I come in.
Yeah. Although she laid very patiently, I'm surprised. She was very good. She wasn't bad.
No, she'd be all right. She'd
lay there and cook it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Only once he pinched her.
Oh, yeah, once to hurt her, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Enough.
Half is enough to cut up?
Sure.
You want anything else to put on it?
Yeah, sure.
What, you got some ham on?
Yeah, there's ham here.
So far, Coco's been pretty good.
Yeah, she she has. I'm surprised that she took it as good as she did. Do you use any kind of, like, Miracle Whip or salad dressing or anything on a sandwich? Do you like
Mark, it? That's fine. Butter's fine.
You don't want to, because I got Miracle Whip here if you like it.
No, mustard or ketchup.
What about you?
You got butter here. I'll get it.
Sure. The mustard, no, the mustard is here, honey.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Yeah, I'll take a little mustard.
Mary has a bit
because I didn't get it.
Mary has a bit because I don't put my mustard in the icebox. I never have. I don't know why.
You don't need to put your
because it's got the vinegar in it keeps it safe.
Huh?
I suppose the vinegar in it keeps it safe anyway.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, vinegar, water.
There you are. You can fix yours. And
okay.
You don't
Dad,
have to
he takes his plane and
that's
it.
Your business. You
if
you
want
to have to keep it
in
your
slice. But I do have dressings too now in case you like any kind of salad dressing. I have it. And
no, this is fine.
Are you going to drink a cold drink or you want coffee or tea or something like that?
You know, a cup of coffee. Be pretty good right about now.
You could use it? Yeah.
You know, I don't drink coffee at home anymore.
It's instant coffee.
Oh, that's fine. That's what I like.
Water in there,
I don't know, Dad. Check the amount of water.
I don't drink coffee or alcohol anymore.
You don't?
Except
that's good.
If I'm visiting someone, I drink some coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
But at home, I don't.
Let's see now. We're going to slice up this tomato here so in case you want some tomato with your sandwich.
You think I can think of
White Hanes?
I'm thinking of char.
White Hanes, Dad?
Huh?
White Hanes?
No, God, no, White Hanes.
It wasn't White Hanes. Let's see. Was it a begin with a B and a single name?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was Park Jewelry House. Was it a single name begin with a B? A single name that begin with a B?
No, it don't sound like it. Don't sound like
it was a B. Just a minute now.
How about C? D? E?
I usually can do that. That's what I was doing with Charles' names.
Uh-huh.
I was trying. I know there was a. The name Charlesworth, and afterwards, by doing that, I...
Do you do anything like out. This with your sandwich?
Nothing.
No? Mm-hmm. I thought I had potato chips here, but I don't.
You used the potato chips.
I did.
I don't think it was in there.
Sit down there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
What's in this box?
That's him, Nubs. That he said he doesn't.
Huh?
It's Nubs. He doesn't want Nubs.
Pretzel will be over something.
It's like pretzel. I thought there was a box of potato chips too. You like a big heaping one when you make it, or don't you?
That's fine.
You sure it's enough?
Mm-hmm.
Sink
all over. How's this stuff? Is it pretty good? Sweet low?
Yeah,
like
I it? Use it all the time.
Well, nothing right. Doing, Mom.
No. Yeah, I use that all the time.
No potato chips.
You turned
that. Did you want to sit down?
No, no, I've got a stool I get here. Go ahead. You want to.
A little bit of milk or cream or something.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the ham in it already, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've never tried them. I'll try one.
How about give me a spoon, Mom?
No, there's a spoon laying here.
Well, I'm going to give you a fresh one for your pudding. And so the water boils, we shall have
you didn't organize that one, the union, the United Optical Workers Union.
No.
You just ended up being an officer.
I just ended
up. You were the president.
The first president.
Were you the first president?
I was the first full presidency. They appointed the internet, the guy that was running it, he appointed all officers, just appointed them, see, for so long, till the beginning of the first of the year, it was 19 months. In 1941, and he appointed them officers, and then in 1940, then we had an election in December of 1941, and elected an elected officer. That's what I was interested in.
Who appointed them? The guy that organized the union?
Huh?
The guy that organized the union appointed them, or the
he
boss?
He appointed the first union officers.
The guy that organized it, appointed the officers.
Yeah. But they was only temporary officers.
Get your cup over here, Dad.
Until somebody...
Otherwise, I'll get you burned.
Until they had elections.
Until there was an election, yeah.
And they elected you the president.
I was elected the president. So,
did you run for it, or did they just choose you?
I ran for it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they, the fellow that, he wanted me in there, but she says you have to be elected there.
Yeah.
There's no question on that part.
Well, did you run against someone, or were you
going
to candidate?
I ran against someone.
I wish I had it, but I didn't get this idea until this year. When did you throw that stuff out?
4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of like with those license plates you threw out, you know? Then I turn around and tell you I collect license plates.
Too late.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. By that time, they had the law that protected unions, What was it?
What was this?
By the time that you got elected president, they had that new federal law that protected union activity.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have to worry about getting fired. That. What kind of things were you trying to get done then after you got elected? What kind of goals did you have after you got elected for getting better wages or?
Oh yeah, we were after
retirement benefits. And
but we couldn't do what we wanted to after the election.
Mm.
You had that Second World War. We could only bring up the fellows that were on the job for maybe say 8 or 10 years, and you had other fellows who were only on there 4 or 5 years and were getting so much. And these guys that were in there 10 years or better, they wasn't getting that much. We was able to bring them fellows up to even with these fellows that were on the higher scale.
Yeah. So you got a seniority pay system set up then.
But it was a tough job to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stuff that I throwed away.
Mm-hmm.
You had to make application to the what did they call them then? Guys from the army, you know. There's no, I mean, running the war business.
You had to make application to them?
You had to make complication to the these guys who were running that.
Who did a lot of your correspondence go to? That maybe we could get some of that.
You did what?
Okay, you wrote letters to different people, right?
Mm-hmm. I threw them away.
No, but some people might have copies of them.
Mm-hmm. I threw them away.
No. Listen to me again now. Some people who you sent letters to might have copies of those letters. I mean, not copies. They might have the original. Not copies.
Where are you going to get them? Well, that guy's dead and gone. Okay.
What about a government agency? Did you have to deal with any government agencies all the time, or?
Well, the ones that went to the government agencies, I don't think they kept up very long.
Probably not. After the 40s. But you never know. Like the Department of Labor, the government's not that smart, you know. They might save that stuff. Did you have to deal with, was there a Department of Labor? I guess not at that point.
Oh, yeah.
There was?
There was a Department of Labor. That's who you kept your wages set, you know what I mean.
So do they have an office?
It wasn't the Department of Labor. This was over the Department of Labor. It was set up there.
It wasn't the Department of Labor.
It wasn't
HEW either, because they're only 25 years old. It wasn't health, education, and welfare.
Oh, well. I had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Who would it have been?
That's what I don't know. I'm telling you, it ain't hitting me, see. I talked to somebody else about that here just about... Oh, short time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm just forgetting things so fast it ain't fun.
Yeah. Well, they say though that your memories of the old days would stay with you longer than, say, like if I asked you about 1975, you'd have a hard time remembering that, but you can remember 1925 better.
Yeah, we got that one down.
We know that place.
Oh, that's the first place you were.
Yeah.
And that's where he was from. And I never could get into it about that either.
Yeah. Well, we got that one. We got that one. What was the name of that one again? It's on the tape. It was,
He didn't work for anybody else. He did.
Yeah. No, we remember that one. Yeah. No, we got that on tape. That one. EB something or other, or I forget. We got that one.
Elliot,
that's the one, okay.
Elliot.
Did you correspond with other union leaders, or? Trying to think of who else you would have corresponded with.
All the ones that I corresponded with
are dead. So I can't ask them. Let's see.
I'm not sure what that was.
Dorothy was born.
Okay. So what happened after the when the war was over? Then things changed, I imagine.
In 41.
In 45 and 46.
I resigned.
You resigned from the union? Or from president?
Yeah. I resigned from our union and went down to
Texas.
In between there somewhere, you worked your, as a bus driver, not the driver, but the between that, you worked in Pennsylvania for a streetcar.
Oh yeah, we got that.
Conductor. Yes,
they
can go.
Conductor,
he wasn't driving
the
dude.
Just getting people on.
In the back end, yes. And then he went to insurance business at one time.
You went in the insurance business, huh?
That was right before Les was born, and I was in Quebec.
When were you in the insurance business?
Huh?
When were you in the insurance business?
That was here.
Oh, in Detroit?
And that would have been about the time you were born, or right before.
Mm-hmm. Which would be 48.
I was to take care of your mother for you, and I landed in Ford Hospital. And with a gallbladder attack. And you were born at that time.
Mm-hmm. So you were back from Texas before I was born. What made you resign and decide to go to Texas?
Well, I went down there as a
business agent.
As a business agent.
Trying to
try to organize a union down there.
So you were paid to go down there and organize. Wasn't that kind of rough down in Texas in the 40s? Did they have goons down there in the 40s in Texas?
Well, they had unions in there, but they were put down in the office to work, and I don't know whether they got any in there today. Because when I went down there, the first place we tried to organize was American Auto Company. And we got them all signed, every one of them signed cards to join the union. Then you have to make an application to the,
the government agency. It's a federal agency, though, right?
It's a federal agency, okay. Yeah. They have to make it work for that, and they take a vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cards, you have to turn the cards over to them, and they take a vote on it. Now, if you could get that done, if you could have got it done in a couple of weeks or something like that, it would have been okay, see. But I was down there, 3 months ago? Or 4 months? About 4 months, I guess, I was down there. And I think I came back in September. Anyways, when I put the application in, 2 weeks after I was down in town there, I put the application in. I think it was only 2 weeks.
And by that time, already everybody signed up at American Auto.
Everybody was in the union, see.
Mm-hmm.
We were having union meetings and all that kind of stuff, see.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the application in for the vote, see.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, American Auto Company, they got, they handed out, without telling anybody, this guy got a $5 increase, that guy got a $10 increase, this guy got
mm-hmm.
something. But they didn't. They told the fellas not to tell anybody, see? And they didn't tell anybody, see?
Yeah.
I didn't know it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And the what's come, the boat was put off and put off and put off and put off.
Because the federal agency kept.
Huh?
Was
the
that
agency
boat laid
put them boats off, see? In other words, I don't know whether they had company got to the agency or what.
I bet they did.
Well, not necessarily. It's just, they just didn't give a damn for you little outfits of 10 or 14 men or something like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was about 18 men there. Anyways, by the time we got this, the election came up, we had 3 people vote for the union. Yes. And 2 of them was girls, and 1 was a fella. And them girls and fellas, they helped that, them 2 girls and the fella, they were the ones that organized that union.
Yeah, everybody sold out.
Everybody sold out, were sold out by the companies. The companies didn't pay give them 3 any extra money.
Yeah.
And they couldn't fire them because there was a law.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that you couldn't be fired for joining the union, see. So they couldn't fire them people, but they didn't give them any increase, see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it stood. So them 3 didn't get any increases from pay, but the rest of them all got it. We found out afterwards
that
they all got increases from pay, you see.
So you, after that, you came back here, you got fed up, or you stayed down there? You were down there a couple of years, weren't you?
I was only down there about 3-4 months.
And then after that, you just got fed up and came back?
I came back up here, and there's only 1 guy that hired me. They were mad at me for the union. Some of them were. They other ones who didn't need anybody, they would have taken me too. I ain't saying that they were, you know,
blacklisted
guys.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get a job. I got this 1 job for this 1 place, and then I worked there for a short time, and then I went to the last place that I worked. I went to them, and that was in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work for them. I worked for them for 8 years. That was
Did you ever run into any rough stuff?
Rough stuff when
you were trying to get unions organized, or?
We didn't have to get anybody organized to mount anything in this town. They all were ready to go into it when in that.
In 41, yeah.
We had strikes and stuff like that going on before we got it all set.
Uh-huh.
But that's all in it. You don't bother much too much about that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The year when you take over the president of the union, you're going to have strikes some places. Get the tough time. We couldn't strike in 43, 44 because we were under this year
War Act.
The War Act, see, and you couldn't strike. But we did get the increases, see?
Yeah.
For the people that weren't making the money, they got brought up.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing of what we asked for, but they did get brought up, see? Of course, after the war was over and you wasn't under that thing anymore, then you got brought them other guys up by the pigs.
Yeah.
And then you did have a few strikes on your hand a couple of times. That don't really count. That's one of the things that's in the union, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 68, no, 60, 62, 65, yeah, 68, 67, Mack died in 60, let's see, Mack was in 62, 63, and he was elected 64 and 65. So Mack died in 65.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I went in for the first time to the election.
As president?
Not as president.
As secretary?
Not as secretary, no. I was the secretary.
Oh, I see.
I went in as a business agent.
Uh-huh.
I took a job as a business agent. I was paid to stay in the office. And I was paid so much a week. And then the election came up at the end of 65, or either in the first part of 66.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in as a vice president. Another guy went in as a president.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in as the vice president from 66 to 67. And then he was elected again in 2nd. Yeah, he was in there for 2 years.
But you were the vice president in the late 60s, then.
Huh?
You were the vice president in 67 and 68.
I was vice president in 62. I was vice president in 66 and 67.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 66 and 67, I was vice president.
That's when I was in the Army.
And then, I won't say sure, we had an election in 60, we had an election in 67, and he was elected again, and shortly after he was elected for the second term, the business got kind of rocked, and in 68 the International took us over.
Mm.
And they put in their own man to run it, see.
Yeah.
And I stayed on without any, I had no office, but I stayed with the fellow that was running it. I stayed with him down in the office, and he just paid me so much a day, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he any good?
Huh?
Was he any good? That guy that the International put in there?
Is he living yet, you say?
No, I say, was he any good? Or were you doing all the work?
Well, he didn't know anything about optical, see, anything at all, see. That's why I stayed with him, and I worked with him.
He knew a lot about getting a union going, but he didn't know anything about.
Oh yeah, he was a first class man as far as the union was concerned.
I see. Did you like him? I mean, did you like the idea that the International came in and?
I liked him, and I didn't like him. See,
huh?
In other words, but I fought quite a bit. He was glad I did. See?
Yeah.
Because he had pulled a lot of boners, and I had to watch him.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember his name? Do you remember his name?
Huh?
Do you remember his name? That guy that the International
What his name
remember?
Was?
Yeah.
we tried to think about that the other... Huh?
Are you talking about Dick?
Yeah.
Vic?
Dick?
Not Vic?
No.
No. He's, you got his name in the book there.
I'd like to get that name. Let's see. The International Mom. I'm pretty sure his name's down there in the book, one place for his home.
Do you know anybody who's an officer of that union now? Today?
Yeah, I know who he is, but I haven't had any contact with him.
What's his name?
The last name is Merjewowski. I can't tell you how you spell it.
How do you pronounce it again?
Whiskey, I always said. Whiskey. What? Merjewowski, I think it was. Whiskey is something like that.
Merjewowski.
Union is new members, I'm wrong about here.
You got a number for
him? A union office number.
That's no good at union thing, but there's nobody there.
Nobody down there.
Nobody there.
Well, if I call them all day and all night, they might get someone down there.
What did you have your number?
Is there a urinal for Pashby?
He's dead.
Yeah. Is that an old book or a new book?
Yes, it's the old one here, but yeah.
Would it be in the new one or in the old one? Probably the old one. The old one.
Well, on your union, there's nothing.
But is there a Vic in there anywhere?
What are you seeing about the Mariosky?
Marv.
Marv who? Merjewowski?
No.
Oh, okay. Marv is the guy that they brought in there.
Duker.
D-U-C-K.
Well, then
he'd
be
under D-E-R-T. D-E-R-T. Duker. Marv Duker. Merjewowski, let's see, Marv Duker. Now, he's the guy who's the president now?
Merjewowski.
Merjewowski's the guy that's president now.
Ray is his first name.
Pardon?
His first name's Roy.
Ray Merjewowski. He's the guy that's the president now.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least he was last
time. Is he the one that's on your checks every time your checks? Excuse me, that's his name on your checks.
He may not be the president right now.
Yeah, he can. He'll know who is.
Is his name on the...
Merjewowski.
Is his name on your checks?
M-A-R.
Your pension.
Merjewowski or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Marv Duker right here.
I won't say it.
That's Mars.
Huh?
There's Marv Duker right here.
Okay.
4-6-3-6-1-6.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say that you can catch him in either.
Yeah.
He said he was going to retire.
He's
right
the last one that worked with you.
After the first of the year.
Ain't he the last one that worked with you when you were working with the union there at last?
He always worked with me.
Yeah, was working with you when you were working up at the last at the
office.
Yeah,
Mark
was.
I was president again in 70.
You were the president of the...
Yeah.
In 72.
72, I'm pretty sure it was 72. and I was in there up to, and I wouldn't take a second.
Well, you were taking a picture of somebody that was
sick. I wouldn't take a second turn, you see, because my eyes were getting bad, see, and I wasn't feeling too good at all.
That's about the time you walked into that thing.
And then there was a girl in like the Tuesday office. But she wasn't ready to take it over right then and there, see?
Yeah.
And so I was in there as acting president, see? I don't know just how long.
But you taught her how to be the president?
Huh?
Did you teach her how to be a president?
Teach her?
Yeah.
You couldn't teach her nothing. She knew it. She was a damn good girl. No question on that. You sure? I heard her when in your negotiations. She knew what she was doing. You couldn't tell her nothing as far as that part.
Yeah. How old was she about?
Her?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Young? Middle-aged?
Well, she was middle-aged, yeah. Uh-huh. I imagine she was in her 40s. She played a lot of that in her 40s. Maybe yeah. In her 30s. I think she was around 40-something. Her and I didn't hit it. Oh.
Yeah. So,
we hit it off because actually when them girls were organized to go in the union, I organized
them.
Because she was one of the top ones. One of them go in there, her and the other girl. The other girl give me a kiss and a squeeze when I was joined the same time as this girl, yes, the one that was a president. I can think of her first name, it was Joyce, but I can't think of her last name.
So after you came back from Texas, did the kids all go to Texas with you? Were the kids in Texas with you?
No.
Did the what?
Just you. Where were the kids while you were in Texas?
They were all already.
Oh, that's right. That would have been 46, say. So the youngest would have been 20. Yeah, John was in the. Les was in the Navy.
They could have been in the Navy.
Yeah, Les was in the service already. And
they weren't here.
And so was
Dorothy. Well. Now, Dorothy saw action in World War II, right?
Yeah.
She was in World War II.
What about Les?
Same time.
Was he in World War II?
He's away at same time she was. He went away in
Where did he go? Les went to the Pacific or the Atlantic?
Les was in
New Caledonia.
In the first, second World War, the Navy.
And Dorothy was, she was first here at the Air Force Base here, and then from there she went to Germany, from there to Alaska.
And then she went back into Germany again.
Now, was she, did Dorothy, was she in Europe during the war?
She was in during the war, and she also served a term after the war.
So she saw the Nazis.
In Germany.
Yeah.
She must have seen the Nazis.
At the time you were born, you were just... I don't know how old, but anyway, I told you about I was supposed to take care of you and your mother, and I couldn't. Well, 6 weeks after that, they sent me home to the hospital, it was my Christmas hospital, and I had to stay in the house, because they said I didn't have a heart.